Remember the Big Ten issue that upset the governor, and therefore the regents? The regents might, or might not, take up the matter once again at their mid-November meetings. The agenda for those meetings is not yet available. Meanwhile, Pac-12 Commissioner George Kliavkov is still campaigning against the move of UCLA and USC to the Big Ten, asserting that most coaches at the two schools oppose it. But he said that the two schools will still be treated appropriately during the current and next season before the move. See the video below. From ESPN, both USC and UCLA will become full members of the Big Ten in 2024 after an off-season move that changed the structure of college sports. During Pac-12 Basketball Media Day on Wednesday, Kliavkov said he's spoken to more than 100 people connected to both programs, including players and coaches, and the consensus has been against the move to the Big Ten. I think saying hundreds would be an exaggeration, dozens, more than 100, he said. And I have yet to talk to anyone in the UCLA and USC community who's in favor of the move. I will say that I probably hear from folks who are not in favor, not surprisingly. Kliavkov's comments follow his continued promotion of the Pac-12's future without USC and UCLA, while also questioning the collective value of the change for the Trojans and Bruins. Last month, he sent a letter to the University of California system regents that stated UCLA's move to the Big Ten would create financial challenges for the Bruins. He reiterated those claims Wednesday without providing specific numbers. According to reports, UCLA will reap an eight-figure gain annually when it joins the Big Ten. We believe that between the travel and coaches' salaries and some of the other expenses that you incur when you join the Big Ten, that the small delta in the Big Ten media rights deal will be more than offset, and we stand by those numbers, Kliavkov said.